an airlock on two.
Mark the elf, what's your favorite color?
Ha! Anta? You?
I'm not sure I understood that, Mike. But we're getting a good laugh, thanks.
All right. Well, real quick, before I finish up my maple syrup beverage bag, just wanted to let you know that the Node 1 camera is on, and you're welcome to come aboard the airlock and also with the airlock camera if you guys want to join us today as we work on our road to EDA. And good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mike, and thanks for the invite. Airlock Houston on Space to Ground 2. Mike, no response required. Just in case it matters to you, the CTBs are blocking our view of the airlock. Thanks for the view, Xena. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for PWD.
Go ahead for PWD, Mark.
Hey, Mike. Normally, we give you a heads up about 10 minutes in advance of this, but because of the upcoming LOS, I need to give you the heads up now. PWD will not be available starting at 0920. This is no change from what is reflected in the crew band of Optimus.
Hey, thanks for the early heads up. I'll pass on to the crew, and you can expect at 0920 you can begin.
Will do, thanks.
And Houston Station on 2 for a quick question before LOS for stowage on EMU resize.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, on step 1.4 of 74-0014, I'm supposed to retrieve a 2.0 CTV labeled SpaceX 33 return. I don't see it in the stowage note. Maybe I'm just missing it. It's a little bit early up here.
Hey, we'll check it out. Airlock Houston on 2 for EMU resize.
Mike here, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is blue. Thanks for asking. Before we lose you, we'd like to just have you grab an empty 2.0 CTB and label it SpaceX 33 return. We are going to maybe have to change that once we get an ISO in to clarify, but we can see why you asked the question.
Okay, thank you. And Mark, real quick, this bag was created a few days ago. It just didn't happen to make it in the stow note, but fortunately I have smart and rememberful crewmates. And green's my favorite color.
Hey, great to hear. And can you give us the serial number for that CTB, the SpaceX, the 2.0?
5094. The SpaceX 33 return on it.
Copy, 5094 for that 2.0. Thank you.
Sensation on 2 from the airlock and for PWD.
Go ahead, Mike on 2.
Yeah, we're ready for PWD when you are. Thank you for the heads up. And then also, I have a quick question for item number 3 in the EMU, EDA EMU resize stowage note.
Happy about the PWD, and I am with you on item 3.
Yeah, so item 3 says body seal protective cover any. The next one is thigh protective cover quantity 2. In the procedure, it has me get 2 body seal protective covers, but the stowage note says 1. So I was just wondering, how many would you like?
Checking. Actually, we'd like you to get 2 for the procedure.
Okay, thanks. It's just a little bit tricky to get to, so it's good to solve all that right now. So I will get 2 for the procedure.
Thanks. And Mike, to be honest with you, we don't have anybody on EVA console right now to make sure we're doing this the most efficiently, so we're just trying to read ahead in the procedure to make sure you actually do need to.
I really appreciate you all being on our crew. It really makes a difference, so thanks. We're all doing our best, and if it ends up the answer is only 1, we'll just put it back. But I'd like the appreciate the assist for sure.
All right, thanks for the understanding. Airlock Houston on 2, no response required, but we did just confirm that you will definitely need both of those body seal protective covers.
Roger. And I will, they do not appear to have serial numbers or I would have given them to you. Copy. Thank you. Houston Airlock 2.
Go ahead, Mike on 2.
I got the step 2.5, and I just want to say thank you for helping me find that, making sure we got 2 body seal covers.
Happy to help. I got to give Flight credit for reading ahead and finding it.
Thank you to Flight.
Hey, and a random question. Are you hearing Quindars? I can't remember if we hear Quindars on station or just a ground thing.
Oh, it's we do not hear Quindars. We just hear the lovely dulcet tones of your voice.
Aw, shucks, and thanks for the information. Trivia problem resolved.
Houston station on space ground 2 for water transfer.
Go ahead, Oleg.
Hello, on my side, everything is ready for water transferring. According to procedure 2.735, will you deliver your detonated water from PWP? And I have prepared it the way with serial number 24-1524, where is empty, and I have completed step number 2 and 3.1.
Okay, copy. Good serial number, and also in step 3.2, the estimated offload time is 26 minutes, and in step 3.3, you have the go.
Okay, 27 minutes.
And 26 minutes, 2-6. Copy the thumbs up.
26.
Thanks, Oleg.
Station Munich, space to ground 2 for Sina. On the Columbus shell swap, on the payload shell swap.
T-1-2?
Yeah, so a little bit ahead of time, but we see an indication that the, let's say, old laptop may still be working, so to say. So the first thing before you really start on gathering items and so on would be to check whether our payload laptop 1 on the forward 2 rack in Columbus is booting up, and if that is working, that would be the first indication and the first check, please.
Okay, I will check at Columbus Forward 2 and see if the original laptop is booting up. I'll report.
Excellent, and that is the payload laptop number 1, and in 4 minutes, or in 3 minutes, we want to come on board also with video.
Absolutely, you'll be welcome aboard as soon as we have KU.
Munich from the airlock. On space to ground 2.
Go ahead, Mike.
Bert, I just heard your voice and I wanted to say good morning.
Excellent. Thanks, and let's say, also learned again that you don't hear any Quindars on the ISS. That was a good question because this is also coming up every once in a while here and you always say something, but now I got a clear confirmation. Thanks for that.
You're always welcome, sir.
Nick, Columbus on 2.
Go ahead, Sina.
Good morning. I am in Columbus, and call payload 1 laptop is indeed booted up. Looks like it is very low on battery. It's showing that it's plugged in.
That is already excellent news, and we would like to kind of challenge the laptop a little bit by please give it a power cycle. So power down, power up again, please, and then we will see whether it's booting up again.
Absolutely, I'll put that in work, and I have the Columbus camcorder pointed at the payload laptop once we have KU.
Thanks for that, and let's say, not the camcorder, I hope, but the VCA-2, so the starboard camera in Columbus, correct?
Ah, I can switch to VCA-2, my apologies.
That would be our, let's say, camera that we can activate here from CC. Thanks for that.
Absolutely, makes sense. Thank you.
We are currently in the process of routing the signal, so we should be there any minute. And Sina, we see the video now. Thanks for that. So, looks like a happy laptop.
I agree. Successful power-up after the power cycle.
And Sina, that is, of course, excellent news here. And so we will still test it a little bit from ground, so to say. But it looks like the shell swap activity is not required right now, but at least a little bit of a cleanup we may need you in the end. But overall, it looks like we are in good configuration.
That's great news for the laptop, and I will be ready to help whenever you need me.
Thank you. That was already a good start. Confirm good view.
Houston station on 2.
Go ahead, Oleg on 2.
I'm ready to go to step 6.1, procedure 2.735.
You have to go.
Okay. Some station on 2.
Go ahead on 2.
Transfer host is disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to recuperation station, and I have completed step number 6 and 7.1.
Copy. Thanks very much for the update, Oleg. Good work.
Thank you very much for water. Have a nice day.
It's an airlock on space to ground 2 for LTA restraint installation removal.
Go ahead on 2, Mike.
Yeah, we're just looking for a double check here. On step number 5 of the calling out procedure, which is 74-0014, step number 5 takes us to LTA restraint installation, and we are installing it. The thing with the generic procedure, it's assuming that there is a lower torso assembly already attached. We detached it and stowed it in some previous steps, so we're pretty sure we don't need one, but just double checking before we get too far.
Checking. Airlock Houston on space to ground 2, no response required. Great question. We think the path you're on, installing the restraint without the LTA inside of it, is perfectly fine.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, we know that you guys are there to back us up, so thanks for the assist.
Always happy to help. Thanks for the call.
Mark, it's really cool to have you up here with us, even if it's just virtual.
Thanks for making me feel like I'm up there with you, and hand waves back. Station Houston on space to ground 2, the PWD is available for use. Copy, enthusiastic, double thumbs up.
Welcome aboard the International Space Station, where we put distilled pee into the PWD.
It's good to not get pee from the D. I'm not sure how I felt about the flinchy look, but I appreciate the chuckle that followed it. Station Houston, or Airlock Houston on 2. Zena, it looks like you're questioning the stripes. Yeah, the 2 stripes looks wrong to me.
I am. I put 1 on each leg.
Affirm. At least that's my impression. I'm not referring to any expertise. Mike's saying he wants the stripes for every EVA he could possibly do on his suit at one time. Honestly, though, it could be a good fashion trend.
Mike is a trendsetter. So my understanding is we should put 1 red and then still cover the exposed Velcro with a white stripe.
Affirmative.
Thanks, Mark.
It's an airlock on space to ground 2 for a quick either-or question based on stowage.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, we ran into this a little bit before. Absolutely no problem. And you guys can be the helpful judge on this. On procedure 74-0014, they have me put the legs number 317 and 318 into the SpaceX return component. Last item, or the second to last item on the stowage note, has us in a different 2.0 CTB, and just happy to have it either way. I'm pretty sure it's going to go into SpaceX 33, but double check my work, and they are not the same.
Okay, we're checking. Airlock Houston on 2 for clarification.
Mike speaking, green's my favorite color.
And blue is mine. Woo! Oh, gosh. All right, so I'm looking at stow note for EVA, EME resize, lines 21 and 22. I should say just 22, where the leg assemblies 317 and 318 show that it should be end up airlock 1 deployed. You were referring to a different place where it says to put those someplace else. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we made an empty CTV, which is labeled LTA 2013. You can see that in line 18. And inside that empty CTV, there should be an LTA with the covers and the two leg assemblies. But that's different when the procedure told us. They told us to put it into a different 2.0 CTV for the leg assemblies. So the legs go either in this CTV, labeled LTA 2013, or they go into the SpaceX 33 return 2.0 CTB. Your choice.
Completely understand now. Thanks very much, and we're trying to figure that out.
The good news, Mark, is that both those CTBs live near each other, and if we need to switch them out of the SpaceX 33 CTB, we can easily put it into the LTA 2013 CTB. So, all good. Thank you.
And so we're copying. They're currently in SpaceX 33 return CTB, and we got to make sure that's where they need to be.
That was per the procedure, so we think the procedure probably takes precedence in this case. But if it doesn't, no worries.
Okay. Okay, we'll let you know if something needs to change, but we'll track it as in SpaceX 33 return bag for now. Thanks.
Mission Munich for Athena on the laptop closeout.
Meteon 2.
Athena, first of all, can confirm the good news, so everything works as advertised again with the payload laptop. And so we would just need you to close the lid of the payload laptop now. And, of course, we want to make sure that, let's say, you did not retrieve any stowage that still needs to be put back again.
No problem at all. I will go close the lid of Columbus Payload Laptop 1, and I did retrieve the new SSC shell, but it is back in Node 1 Deck 4 Bravo 2 from where I got it.
Excellent. So then only the laptop lid is left over. Thanks. And yeah, so no shell swap required. And that also will mean that Chris does not have to do any software configuration later on. So all good.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for checking us and happy to help always. Great news.
Thank you.
Airlock Houston on Space to Ground 2 for the later today EVA safer practice.
I go ahead for that.
Mike, we've got the deconflict use of the airlock for, I believe it's Sergey's got a UHA activity, OHA activity, not sure how to pronounce that. The I know the execute note says that you do not have to do the safer activity in the airlock, but the UHA activity needs a quiet place. So if you can deconflict by moving the safer activities out of the airlock, that would help us deconflict that.
We copy. Our intention is to do our EVA safers, be a little bit efficient on that and have that done by the and set up the K-Wave UHA for Sergey M so that he can start on time and have a quiet place. So we think we can deconflict that. We talked about it in our morning tag-up. Really appreciate you putting our attention to it, Mark, because had we not paid attention to it, then it could have been just.
I like the Ruslish that you just pulled off in that. Thanks.
Like I said, Mark, it's like you're up here, man.
I love it.
Munich, station on 2 for the Columbus Payload Laptop.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
In orbit, I caught your conversation with Xena, so copy that no need to do any reconfiguration, but it's just glad, nice to hear your voice up here.
Yeah. Good to work with you today, and yeah, this little activity for the software that you would have to do soon, that is kind of canceled, and the laptop is behaving well. I think the threat to throw it away was good enough to make it cooperative again.
That is sometimes very persuasive. All right, copy all, and let me know if you need any help with it later. Thank you.
Will do, and yeah, enjoy your shift.
Houston Airlock 2. For stowage.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, stowage note had us get out a, let's see, a restraint strap. I'll give you the line number in a second. It turns out that the restraint strap was already connected to the standby.
Looks like line 16.
Yes, thank you. And it was connected to the, there was one already connected to the LTA stowage bag. So I gave the LTA stowage bag in a crew note its serial number. And I can repeat it for you if you like. And I gave a serial number for a restraint strap, which was...
Mike, back with you after a handover. Sorry, I let you walk into that.
And so basically, the stowage note had me get a restraint strap, but it turns out I didn't need it because it was there was one already connected to the stowage bag, and there was no way to know that. So the stowage bag is serial number 1006, and it has a stowage restraint strap already on it, which is 011. The one I took out was 010. I wrote a clear note on that, but I'm going to put that back from where I got it from. So you know.
Copy. Restraint strap 011 was found and used on the stowage bag, and the 010 is getting put back where you found it.
And Houston Airlock on 2.
Go ahead, Mike.
Mark, we're in good shape. We have three EMUs that are sized and have all the right pieces so far. So we're definitely on the road to the two EVAs for Expedition 74 so far. Wanted to say thanks to you and the team for joining us in the airlock this morning. It's fun working with you. Thanks, man.
Likewise, and thanks for the video and letting us feel like we're up there with you. It's a good situation to be in, having three suits ready.
Console Station, Space to Ground 2 for Microgravity Science Glovebox Laptop, also known as MLC.
Mike, we are with you on 2 for the MLC.
Yes, talk about your nested acronyms, right? But that's okay. Wanted to let you know I'm ready to start the procedure and just making sure that you're good for me to take the MLC offline.
Yep, we're ready for you to start. It should actually already be off.
Okay, thanks. So station on 2, a barcode for our ZBook 1 TB Ultra Bay hard disk drive.
Ready to copy.
Yes, today we are proposing to use a fine, maybe never used Ultra Bay hard drive. Its barcode is fresh off the barcode machine, and it says Papa Oscar Charlie POC 27502 Julie.
We copy, stand by one. Mike, that's a good barcode.
I did get that before breakfast, so that little pause, that gave me a pause to think about, shouldn't do that stuff before breakfast, but apparently I got lucky. Thank you. Good barcode.
Houston, correction, Station Houston on Space to Ground 24KU.
Station Houston, go ahead.
Mike, we're seeing forward link dropouts on KU. To resolve that, we're going to try a power cycle. The impact to you all is that we will be down Space to Ground 3 and 4, as well as all video, for 10 minutes.
That'll be a 10-minute hiatus in KU. Good luck. Thank you.
Copy, thanks.
Console Station on 2 for MLC.
With you on 2.
Just wanted to happily report that the MLC, which is the MSG laptop, has been safely returned back to its location with the power and data and everything connected. And the I have to say that the patient looks healthy and the transplant was successful.
And copy, Mike. Thank you for performing a successful surgery for us. Glad to hear everything is looking good.
For completeness, would you like the ZBook 1 TB Ultra Bay HDD barcode that was removed?
Yeah, you've got it on hand. We will take that barcode.
Thank you. Do appreciate the help. That's Papa Oscar Charlie, POC, 24090 Julie.
We copy the barcode. Thanks for giving that to us.
Waving back, Mike.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for CRISP and Cypher barcodes at your convenience. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for CRISP and Cypher barcodes at your convenience.
So, Station, CRISP will be free in a couple minutes, but happy to take a message.
Thanks, Zena. We were just going to let him know. We saw his crew notes about the different kits for the Cypher activities, and we are also looking for the barcodes of the syringes that he's using. He can drop those in a crew note or call us with them.
Copy. We'll have him give you a crew note or a call with the barcode of the syringes used.
Thank you, Zena. And just to forestall a follow-up question, if he doesn't have the barcodes for the ones he put in Melfi earlier, we don't need him to go back and dig for those. We'll just take the future ones.
Copy. That's great to know. Thank you.
Houston Space Station on Space Ground 2. Mike, what is that elf's name? I think his name is Buddy, if I understood your lips.
Yes, and this is my buddy right here.
It's a good buddy to have. We definitely want to take good care of the buddy.
Yeah, we are sending some of Buddy's parts down for analysis. I guess they're being analyzed and discussed. But in the meantime, he's going to get some good rest and relaxation in the CASA.
That's good to hear. And you just made a good backdrop for a flight to do a selfie. Camera's already put away. Station Houston on 2 for Mike. Mike, I see you got the mic. I just wanted to hear
what's your favorite color.
My favorite color is still blue. I wanted to let you know that we got an answer back about the legs that you accessed during the EVA EME resize. They being in the SpaceX 33 return bag is the correct location, 316 and 317.
Thank you. Thanks for double checking, because we do try to get everything right. And that bag is now temporarily stowed in Cygnus, so we're in really good shape. Thank you so much.
And I can also tell you that your use of only a single red stripe on each leg does go along with our traditions in the EMU world. So no, haven't come up with a new pattern.
You nailed it.
And that information is compliments of the EVA wiki.
Huntsville, station on 2 for Cypher.
Huntsville's with you on 2 for Cypher.
Hey, this is Chris. I just wanted to close the loop. I heard the call you made to Xena and copied all, and we'll get you the barcodes for the ones. I already put the barcodes in for the ones I just inserted, and yeah, I won't worry about the ones that are already in Delphi, and I'll get them from now on. Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks for closing the loop. Before I let you go, vital question. I don't think we know your favorite color yet.
That's a great question. I'm going to go with my favorite color is blue.
Excellent. Join Capcom in the favorite color blue category.
Just an airlock for airlock on stove.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, we really appreciate this stowage note. It's been very helpful and a great activity, because now things are a little bit, there's more room up here, but that's going to be with some end-cone stowage from Node 3, we understand. With that in mind, we did have a 2.0 CTB 5087. That was extra arms slash legs. And just for your information, and you guys probably know this already, but just to make sure, we had 2.0 CTB 5184 called extra legs. It seems to make sense that it could stay either here in the airlock or go to Cygnus, just double-checking. That's 2.05184.
All right, so it's checking. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Mike and airlock unstow. Hey, Chris, we were trying to get word back to Mike that the 2.0 CTB 5184 that he reported needs to get temp stowed someplace while we're waiting for EVA to tell us where its final disposition is. And if you could let us know where you put it, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, we're going to temp stow this in Cygnus.
Copy, Kimio, temp stowed in Cygnus. Thanks.
Okay, and also write crew note for just in case, tracking purpose.
Much appreciated.
To airlock, since ISO's there, we have another riddle me this for ISO, please.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we also have in the airlock, in the equipment lock, 3.05060, and we're wondering if that stays here also or if it needs to be temporarily stowed. Also, Kimia-san has been really nice, and he wrote down everything that is in the airlock, crew lock at this time, and all the remaining items, including the two EMUs. So that way, we know what we took out, and we know what remains.
Copy, Mike. All makes sense.
It's an airlock on 2 for a go-back.
Go ahead, Mike, on 2.
I'm not sure I packaged my last call very clearly. There were two parts, and I apologize. First part was asking about the 3.0 CTV 5060, if that belongs in the airlock or not. And sorry, because I also mentioned a few other things.
Yeah, I copied the 3.0 CTB question, and we're still working on it. I think we're in sync.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing to be sorry for, so all good. Station Houston on 2 for Mike and CTB 5060.
An airlock here, and compliments to ISO. What do you got for us?
All right. We would like to know if you could give us a brief description of the contents of 3.0 CTB 5060.
On the bag, it's written EHDC. That's Echo Hotel Delta Charlie.
Copy.
And there's definitely stuff inside. What?
Okay. Unless you tell us something very surprising, we are heading towards sending you to PM M1 Overhead 3 as a location to put that CTB.
The fun PMM. Okay, PMM 1 overhead 3. Copy. It's an airlock for safer practice.
Go ahead, Mike.
Chris and Kimmy and I, we got a little bit ahead of the timeline. We are going to start our save for practice now. We'll do it diligently and hopefully finish up in time to leave the airlock nice and empty for Sergey and the Sergeys in their UHA. So just to let you know, we have the Node 1 camera up and running. If you're not aboard already, you're welcome back aboard.
Copy, and thanks for the invite. Mike and Kimia, we are with you in the airlock on video. Thanks for the view.
And Huntsville, station on Super Cypher.
Good afternoon, Chris. Go ahead.
I've got the tubes with barcodes in my crew note from that activity. Let me know if those all look good to you.
Copy. We see the crew note. Thanks for letting us know, and we'll check. Station Huntsville on 2 for Chris. No response required. We have all good barcodes. Can we copy your thumbs up?
Station Houston, space to ground 2 for Xena.
Ground 2.
Hey, Xena. Glad to see we're continuing our tradition of doing some awesome IFM and Node 3 every time I'm on console with you. I just wanted to let you know that you are go in step 1. Safing is in place for your sorbent R&R.
Happy saving in step 1, and always great to work with you from Node 3 or wherever. Houston Station 2 for TCCS, step 3.4.
Go ahead, Xena.
I am in the if block. If the entire center post bracket becomes detached from structure, it indeed did. It came out quite easily, so I think it was probably already detached. Not sure if we were expecting that. And looking at the post that holds the center post, it looks like there's some damage to this pin. I'll try to get some pictures of it.
Okay. Thanks, Xena. The pictures are much appreciated. We will take note of it on the ground and work with the MR to see if we want to reinstall it, but you're good to continue.
Yeah, thank you.
Station Houston, space to ground 2 for Xena.
With you on 2.
Hey, Xena, thanks for the great camera view of what you're working on. You can look at step 2.4 and just want you to circle back to cover the process air return hydroflow connectors with a Ziploc bag just to protect that connection.
Oh, thank you for the catch. I covered the hose, but not what the hose was connected to. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem, Z. That's why we're a team. Thanks.
Houston Station 2, TCCS, step 4.1.
Go ahead, Xena.
Just checking myself here. I'm reading this as loosen the nut and bolt, but don't actually remove the P-clamp. Is that correct?
Good question, Xena. We agree with your interpretation. Loosening that nut should allow you a little bit more play to then remove the hydroflow connector. So, yes, agree with your understanding of that step.
Perfect. Makes sense. Thank you.
Huntsville Station for Space Ground 2 for timeline.
Kimia, we are with you on 2, and if you're looking to do Kermit Microscope early, you have a go.
Thank you very much for your flexibility. So I'm going to start this activity from now. Thank you. Huntsville Station on Space Ground 2 for Microscope.
Go ahead on 2.
I'm on step 11 and ready for ground commanding.
Copy. We are checking, and I'll call you back when we're ready.
Very much.
Houston Station 2 for Hydrofoam.
Hi, Xena.
Hey, just struggling to get enough purchase on this one hydroflow connector. Wondering if you all are comfortable with me gently using some connector pliers.
Yes, Xena, you are go, and don't be afraid to use two pairs of connector pliers if that helps you kind of manage the access to that tight area.
Copy, that's a great idea.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Kimia and Kermit Microscope.
Station on 2.
Our commanding is complete, and you are go to continue.
Okay, go to continue. Thank you.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Xena.
With you on 2.
Hey, Z, I just wanted to call up and own a little shortcoming of this procedure that we've discovered on the ground. We're missing a standard caution about hydroflow connector operations, about the male collars should not be turned when mating or demating. So only turn the female collar or else the O-rings may be damaged. There's a note right under figure two that tells you to turn the female collar, but doesn't give you the background that you should not turn the mail collar and that it could result in damage to O-rings. So we just wanted to call that up to you before you install the spare. The same is true when mating the connectors. Like, try to keep those male collars steady, only turning the female collars to protect the O-rings.
Copy. That makes a lot of sense. Matches what I normally understand. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to remember if I would have remembered that from my HydroFlow connector training pre-flight, but I'm not sure I would have. So I'm glad we're on the same page, and let us know how it goes.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I did wind up having to twist the male side of the sorbent bed outlet air duct HydroFlow connector just to remove it. There wasn't enough clearance when turning the female side. It didn't get clear of the threads on the male side. So I did need to do that on removal. And I think maybe we could loosen one of the other HydroFlow connectors to get some more play on the install if we want to be really extra careful about monitoring the male side.
Okay, copy that, Zina. We like that idea. The other idea we would have on the ground is to mate the HydroFlow connectors first and then do the fasteners. If that gave you a little bit more room to get that connection made, either method we're happy with.
Copy. I like that plan. We'll see what happens. We'll do it live. Keystone Station 2 for step 604.
Hi, Zina.
Hey, I do have on the removed unit tapped-on covers on both ends, and taking a look at the protective covers on the new unit, they are also just plastic tape-on. Wondering if it's okay to keep these tapped-on covers on, or would you like me to transfer?
Your current config looks good to us for now. We'll double-check with the MER, but we think that's fine, Zina.
Copy, sounds good.
Zina, double-checked with the MER. They're happy with your tapped-on tape covers. No need to transfer. Thumbs up is fine. Copy, thumbs up.
Thanks, MER.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Zina. We see you working on HydroFlow connectors there. Our going-in plan was to kind of work steps 10 and 12 in parallel because of the clearance issues. We just didn't see whether you donned gloves and applied gray coat prior to trying to mate that connection. So we just want to call you to step 12.2 through 12.4. Make sure that's complete before you continue.
Okay, thanks, Kayla. And I do recommend, if you guys are okay with it, demating. Let me see if you can see this in the camera. This HydroFlow connector as well, just kind of checking the geometry there. I think it's going to be really hard to make these connections without causing some possible damage to the HydroFlow up here.
Hey, Zina, copy your suggestion. You are go to loosen or demate that connector. The other one we're kind of seeing at the bottom of our camera view is the one that would be in the same line, like kind of if you follow the L down, give you more like left-right play from your current body orientation instead of the kind of vertical connector. Our preference would be loosen only. You can demate those connectors if necessary to complete the install, but if you do that, we would like you to apply brake coat before you remate them.
Okay, copy.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Zina and an upcoming procedure delta at your convenience.
Attention.
Zina, we've been talking about that center post bracket that you called might have some damage. Step 13.7 directs you to install it, but instead of installing it, we would like you to place it in a Kynar bag and tape it inside of the rack. We're just going to choose not to reinstall it here, but we want to keep it with the rack in case in the future, for some reason, we needed to install it. I'll copy.
Copy. All makes sense. Step 13.7, instead of reinstalling that bracket, I'll put it in a Kynar bag and then tape it to the inside of the rack nearby where it would go so that we have it in case we need it later.
And, Zina, if you need a location for a Kynar bag, let us know.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Zina. One, go back about the center post bracket. We'd love a picture of where you stow it inside the rack. before you close it out, if you haven't already gotten there.
No problem at all. I have not yet taped it in. I will definitely do that and take a picture. Easy peasy.
Okay. Thanks, Dino.
Or alternatively, maybe did I misinterpret where you want me to tape it?
No, ma'am, we do not have video right now, so we're not quite sure where you're at. We just wanted to make that request before we got out of sync with you.
Copy. Wilco. Sensation 2 for TCCS.
Go ahead, Tina.
Task is complete, and just for your awareness, I'll take some pictures also of the removed sorbent bed connections, and those will be last in the series of photos.
Okay, thanks so much, Gina. We did have one question for you as you close out the procedure. We noticed you chose to don a dust mask, and we're just wondering if you have any feedback about whether we should recommend that for future crew members. And we will be revving this procedure. We haven't run it since 2019, so we caught a few things as we were looking through it ourselves. If you have any other feedback that we didn't already talk, we'd take that as well.
Oh, yeah, the dust mask is maybe just specific to me. Last time that I worked in this area, actually on this rack, I wound up having bad allergies, and so just figured I'd wear a mask in an abundance of caution. I'm not sure if those allergies came more from this physical area or last time I was actually behind this rack with the rack partially rotated, and it's pretty dusty back there, so I think that's probably it, but that's why I'm wearing a mask, I think, in general, for this procedure, for people who don't have allergies. It should be fine.
Okay. Thanks, Dina. That makes sense to me. I often wore a bonus mask when I was doing weird Node 3 maintenance, too, so I get it.
Thanks, Gail. That makes me feel less alone. Yeah, I think overall the procedure was great. My only one sticking point, as you saw, was that one hydroflow connection, and I really liked the ground suggestion of connecting the hydroflow before installing the sorbent bed on the four pins. I wound up doing kind of a combination of all of the above. I partially installed, or partially connected the hydroflow, also partially loosened the other lower hydroflow that we talked about and kind of wiggled it on the pins and then finished the connections.
Okay, thanks for those words, Dee. That's really helpful for whoever might do this next if we make it there before 2030. Thanks, Dee.
Right on. Thanks, Kayla.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Xena at the MSG Help at your convenience.
Station on 2 for Xena. Did I miss a call?
Hey, Zena, this is Huntsville. We see you have your hands full, but we actually do need some quick help with MSG, the flash drive, if you have a moment.
Absolutely. What you got?
So, unfortunately, when we were trying to load the file onto the flash drive that's currently plugged into LSG, we noticed it's corrupted. So we are going to try again to grab a new file. What this means is taking that flash drive, plugging it into MSG. I have those details if needed. We're going to try to put a new file on, and then once that's ready, I'll give you another call back to plug it back into LSG, and we're going to try it again.
Okay, perfect. Am I safe to just pull the flash drive out of the LSG laptop, and then I'll take your words on where in MSG to plug it in?
Affirm, yes. We have ejected it from the ground, so it is safe for you to pull it out. When you're taking it to MSG, we're going to actually plug it into the HD video drawer that's at lab, Cyber 2, Juliet 1. On that drawer, there's two USB ports, either Juliet 20 or 21. Those are totally fine to plug it in.
Okay, perfect. I'll find 20 or 21 at Juliet 1.
Thank you so much for your help. And once we do that and we get a new file, I'll call you back when we're ready to move it back to LSG.
Okay, sounds great. Well, Station 2, got that flash drive plugged into Juliet 20.
Copy, Zena. Thank you. We see you on the ground, and I'll give you a call when we're ready. And I copy the double thumbs up. And I copy four thumbs up. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Zena and MSG at your convenience.
With you on 2.
Hey, Zena. We have successfully transferred that file to that flash drive, so we are ready for you to unplug it from the MSG video drawer and plug it back into the front left USB port of the LSG laptop. We're going to try it again, and in the meantime, afterwards, can you give Houston a call for some timeline updates?
Absolutely, it works. Huntsville Station 2, LSG USB drive is plugged back into LSG laptop.
Copy all, thank you.
Send Station 2 for Tablet.
Hey, Zena. Thanks for the call. We just wanted to give you some big picture words on timeline management for this afternoon. Huntsville is not quite ready for your 1655 MSG activity because we're not able to connect to the rack right now. So we need a little bit more time to work some things on the ground. What we'd like to recommend is pulling forward a few of your other activities. So that would be the kind of little sliver regen recycle tank process activity at 1735, and then both your activities scheduled between the crew conferences. I have some notes on those when you're ready to copy.
Sounds like a great plan, and I'm ready to copy.
Okay, in your regen recycle tank process activity, you are go in step 7 of 2.964.
Go, step 7 of 2.964 for regen.
Okay, and then in your 1800 activity, that's for the SSC5 cable connect. The location in the execute note is incorrect. The laptop is at GEM aft deck 6, which is where you worked on it yesterday, and the 20-port network switch is at GEM forward 4. We think that you might see a reboot required message when you open the laptop. We'd like you to complete this activity before accepting that reboot because it will probably take 30 minutes for the system to process that. And then because this dropped offline after you got a good Ethernet connection yesterday, we'd like you to look at the light signatures on the Ethernet cable before you disconnect it. We expect you won't see any, but if you do, let us know. And then after demating, please inspect the cable and report anything off nominal. After this activity, we'll need you guys to be hands-off SSD5 for the evening so we can try to troubleshoot it from the ground on wireless.
Okay, copy. All for my 1800 activity, that's SSD5 at FX6 in the gym, and the 24, which is at GEM forward 4. Expecting I'll see a reboot required message. I want to complete this activity before I accept the reboot because that'll take probably half an hour. And before unplugging anything, I'm going to check for a light on the Ethernet cable, not expecting it, but maybe, and I'll inspect after demating.
Excellent copy, Zena. And then no deltas to your 1815 activity. You're just go to pull that forward, and you're ready to accomplish it, even though it's hard scheduled. And then we'll keep you posted on your MSG activity. Our hope is that after the CB crew conference, we could get you started on that.
Okay, copy all, no problem, and happy to work into pre-sleep if that facilitates things. That's no worries. And I can also tell you right now I'm sitting right next to SSC5, and the Ethernet did not have lights on it. I gave it a little wiggle, and the lights came back and then disappeared again. It's missing its clip, which I think is...
Okay, copy that. Thank you very much for the report, Zena.
No problem. Put all this in work. Station 2 for regen.
Go ahead, Zena.
Off is in process, and I've got the red tape hose connected to the filled drain valve compressor port, and task is complete.
Okay, copy that. Thanks, Zena.
Station 2 for SSC5.
Go ahead, Zena.
Yeah, I think it was implied, but just super checking. Do I have a go?
Yes, ma'am. You're a go.
Okay, perfect. And then also, next question for that Ethernet cable. Rather than derouting it and coiling it near that 20 port, I was wondering if I could leave it routed, since it's really nicely done, and coil it and stow it. That would be near SSC5 aft deck 6.
Yes, ma'am. We like that plan. Good suggestion. Thanks.
Thanks so much. Station 2 for SSC5.
Bye, Zena.
Kayla, just following up, I did not get the reboot required message. Would you like me to reboot the SSC anyway?
No, ma'am. If the system's not making you do it, you can leave it on, and we will start working on it from the ground when you're done.
That sounds awesome. And then update for that Ethernet cable as well. Chris very kindly got a little clip. We are repairing it right now.
Excellent. Thanks for taking that action for us. Station Houston, space to ground 2 for any available crew member.
Houston 2.
I want to let you guys know that you are prime for smoke detection in SpaceX 33 until we complete the No-2 hatch activity a bit later. We had to deactivate some fans until in order to prepare for that activity.
Okay, understand. We are primed for the Spunk 3 soon for the SpaceX 33.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Kimya.
Ground 2.
Kimya, I just wanted to let you know that if you'd like to start your 1800 Node 2 hatch activity early, we do have all the commanding in place for you to start that. I also wanted to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could give us a camera view of what you're doing with the hatch, that would be fantastic as well.
Okay, in order to do that for the camera view, I need to remove some of the CTBs from the, in front of the hatches, but I'm going to try, and I'm going to start now. Thank you. Thank you for your flexibility.
Okay. Thanks, Kimya, and if it seems like too much trouble, let us know.
Okay, no problem at all, and I'm going to use maybe Node 2 Camera 1, if it's okay for you. This is station on Space Ground 24, or Node 24 at the hatch.
Go ahead on 2.
Do you have a camera view by Node 1, sorry, Node 2 Camera 1?
Yes, thank you so much for taking the time to do that, Kimya. It's a great view.
Okay, I understand. So I'm going to start this activity from now. Thank you. And if you realize something, please let me know.
Okay, will do.
So station on Space Ground 2 for Node 2 forward hatch.
Go ahead, Kimya.
Yes, reach to 200 pounds, inch pounds, at the equalized position, not latched.
Okay, copy that, Kimya. Thanks for the report. Just talking it here on the ground. We'd love for you to unlatch and then relatch the hatch and perform it again just to see if you get the same result.
I understand. Redo it again. Thank you. So station on Space Ground 2, go to for the hatch.
Go ahead, Kimya.
Same TikTok for the same location.
Okay, thanks, Kimya. Appreciate your help and the extra check. You're go to just continue to close out the activity as written.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your support. Unfortunately, sorry for this result. But we can do anything for the other action whenever you guys are ready, and also happy to do that.
Okay, thanks, Kimya. Excellent data for us to figure out how to continue troubleshooting this hatch. Appreciate it.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Xena and MSG.
With Ground 2 for MSG.
Hey, Xena, good news. We have a good file, and we are ready for you to start your MSG-MLC software load. Just a heads up, before you do get started with that, please turn the MSG laptop off just by pressing the power button.
Okay, copy. I will turn the MSG laptop on by pushing the power button, and I'll get going.
And that is off, OFF. You'll turn it on at a later step.
I will make it opposite whatever it is now, pushing the power button. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Station on Space Ground 2 for airlock camcorders.
Go ahead, Kimya.
I think you guys are not using airlock camcorder anymore, so is it okay for me to put it back?
Yes, you are go to complete that activity now. And just to close the loop about SpaceX 33, we've reconfigured ventilation, so the crew is no longer primed for smoke detection. We have automatic smoke detection again.
Okay, thank you for the information. Yeah, for the SpaceX 33, we are no longer the smoke detection. Automatic smoke detector is working. Thank you.
Control station on 2, Sable 3, CO2 valve is closed.
Be copy, Mike. And Xena Huntsville on 2, we have a good field of view.
Control station on 2, Sable 4, CO2 valve is also closed.
Be copy. Thank you, Mike.
And Huntsville, just in case you were wondering, this is Mike on Space Ground 2. I have fat fingers, and these are very small slivers, so on my iPad, I did disable activity stem cell. Activity. I'm going to do that right now.
And Mike, we have no concerns.
Control station 2 for MSG.
Gina, go ahead.
Hey, in step 3.2, there's already a USB plugged into the port. Wondering if it's okay for me to move that one, or if I can take the USB drive, flash drive from LSG and put it in a different port.
Copy, we're checking. And Gina, it's fine to plug the flash drive into any port.
Copy. Thank you.
And Zena, we have a quick go back. We actually do need to plug that flash drive into the back right port. All right, copy, thumbs up. And just for your SA, we're going to lose KU in just a minute, but it's fine to keep on going. The video is just nice to have. Zena Huntsville's back with you on two. It looks like we do indeed have KU, and the camera looks like it got bumped, if you don't mind readjusting the field of view. I copy the heart. Thank you.
Station 2 with a question in step 3.10.
Go ahead.
Okay, the destination did not auto-populate, and so I clicked selected disk to restore to, and MLC is not one of the options. Not sure if you still have video. Any suggestions?
And Zena, you can select disk 3.
Copy disk 3. Thank you so much.
Of course, and if you need to step away for your next loop unit activity at step 3.12, it'll take about 5 minutes, so that would be a good breakaway point.
Perfect, thank you.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Zena and MSG Laptop.
Zena on 2.
Hey, we were curious if you could tell us what was plugged into that front left port. We weren't expecting anything there.
I'll check. It was a long cable, and I couldn't quite use it quickly. Let me check for you. Huntsville Station 2 for MSG.
Go ahead.
That USB cable is actually going to the 1553 adapter. Is that expected? Or does that USB need to be in a different port?
Yeah, that was a suspicion. So thanks for letting us know. That will actually need to be moved to the back right port where you just plugged in the flash drive.
No problem at all. Am I good to just pull it out and stick it back in the back right?
Paper.
Great, thank you.
Absolutely, and thank you for all your help today.
Anytime, that's all.
And I copy the heart, Zena. Thank you.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Mike or Kimya.
Houston, this is Station Space to Ground 2. How can Mike or Kimya be of service?
Hey, Mike. We were just reviewing your EVA airlock unstow crew note. In that note, you guys reported that the 0.5 CTB, serial number 5374, is still in the airlock. We were expecting that bag to be empty based on a previous stowage activity. We're hoping you could check and report what, if anything, is in the bag. And if it is empty, could you stow it in the empty CTB pantry, please? And I can repeat that number if you need it.
5374, was that, I think we saw, that's probably the one that labeled Chris Williams ECOC. And if that is the case, then it has a few things in it, like a mesh bag and a backup set of gloves. If that's the case, we can put those into Williams' regular ECOC and then put the half CTD back, if that's the one I'm thinking of, 5374.
Okay, copy that, Mike. We might have just lost lock on that bag at some point. Our last data on the ground, it had some samples in it that were supposed to come back on the Soyuz. And so we thought it was emptied out during that activity, but it looks like potentially you guys have repurposed it for additional stowage, and we just didn't necessarily track that. So we don't necessarily need to consolidate. We just want to confirm how it's labeled and what's inside, if there is anything in there.
I misremembered. There were several other bags, so I thought that was the one you were picking on. We do have 5374, and...
Kayla, I have a feeling I know what happened here. This was... indeed, the bag that was full of samples for Soyuz return, which I filled. I filled the CTB, but then Johnny did the packaging for Soyuz. There are a couple of Ziplocs that have swabs that we wound up not needing, and I suspect Johnny saw those in here and wasn't sure if they were for keeps or for throwing away, and so didn't return the CTB to the pantry. But we can trash these and return it to the pantry now.
Okay, sounds like a good plan to us, Zena. Thanks. Don't really have our full background on what those swabs are, but sounds like you do. So if you know they're trash, we are on board with trashing them and getting rid of that CTV.
I was told that they were trash during packaging. One of them is a pump priming valve port sample, and one of them is the condensate water release valve swab. I was told they were not needed. I hesitated to throw them away just because no take back fees once it's buried deep in a JSP. But we haven't needed them. But yeah, happy to hang on to them so that the teams can triple check.
Okay, yeah, we're happy with the Tempsto for those, and we will triple check and get back to you as soon as we can.
That sounds great.
And in the meantime, we will put the CTV back in the pantry, and that's why we recorded everything that we had for the in the airlock. So now you know what we know. Thank you.
Thanks so much for the follow-up. Appreciate it, team.
In Station 2, CASA.
Go ahead, Zena.
Closing the loop, took care of the duck, and photo is on SSC 7.
Okay, thanks so much, Zena. Have a great name.
Houston Station 2 with a Star Trek question.
Hi, Zena.
Yes, I was working HCVX Cargo Ops earlier today. I was unable to find two of the JSPs that we are pre-gathering from the PMM and just had the whole crew take a little look, and none of us were able to find them. Those JSPs are 5495 and 5912. That's HTVX, Stotrac, steps 505 and 509, respectively. Wondering if our heroes of the ISO team could take a look and make sure those are the correct serial numbers and if they have any other context or backstory that could help us locate them.
Okay, thanks so much, Dino. We will look into it and get back to you as soon as we can.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kayla. And we did find 5595, which is also a wet JSP, but not 5495 or 5912. Thank you for checking.
Okay, thanks, Dina.